You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Hello, good morning. And exactly a very good morning, boys and girls. How are we this morning? Welcome to Wednesday. That's what we say, isn't it? WTW. Welcome to Wednesday. Halfway through the week and we've only done a day. It's great. Only got another day to go. Welcome to The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Lovely to be with you this morning. Lovely to be with you any morning. Let's take a look, shall we? See if somebody has a birthday of note today. I tell you what, Edmund Halley was born. The year was 1656. He was an English astronomer, geophysicist, mathematician, meteorologist, and a physicist, best known for computing the orbit of, yep, you've got it, Halley's Comet. They named it after him.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos dias en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
I'm thinking to myself, would my dream come true, or is it gone? You never give me a chance to tell you how I feel.
feel. The moments we had were too precious to kill.
When it's cloudy.
Yes, that brings us in this morning, Wednesday morning, wake up. Aqua. And good morning, Sunshine. Aqua, by the way, a Danish-Norwegian band. And that was off of their debut album, which was called Aquarium. That was 1997. And the group's eighth overall single, as well as the seventh and last from Aquarium. The song was the first not to be released worldwide since they did Lollipop. And that was in 1997 as well.
Yeah. Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
They are indeed, yes, the Sweet and New York Groove. 14 and a half minutes right now after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. And it is a Wednesday, and happy to say, I believe, that Andreas Tomenti is going to be able to join us. I'm not sure what we've been watching. I haven't been able to watch it. And we had 4 days off and didn't really watch much on the TV. Now, the good lady and I did finish watching Lupin, something we watched. Anyway, we'll see what Andreas has been watching, if anything, over the last few days. And apart from that, well, it's our usual bits and pieces. Some international news at the bottom of the hour, some local news on the hour at 7 and at 8 and 7 and 8 o'clock. 8 and 9 o'clock. Good grief. Let's get a new watch. Anyway, it is that time on this morning's breakfast show. By the way, the Sweet and New York Groove, and it was Cold Cut featuring Lisa Stansfield and People Hold On. Now, let's get you all spruced up, shall we? And ready to shoot off to wherever it is you're going to be going today. And it's a lovely day. Sun is shining, which is a bit disappointing because we need rain. disappeared so quickly, I didn't have time to put the shower back on so you could get out. Because that's the important bit, really, isn't it? Getting out of the shower. Come on. There we are. Yeah, the train. And you're the one. You're the one for me. They stopped in midstream. Why shouldn't I? 20 minutes right now after the hour, 7 o'clock, here on this morning's breakfast show. We'll take a little rummage around the internet this morning and see what we can find. Also, if you have a piece of music you'd like me to play. Mary Lou gave me a piece of music to play the other day, and it's one I actually couldn't find, but she found it and sent it to me, so I got hold of a copy of that. So we'll be listening to that a little bit later on. Also, we'll probably take another listen to the Beatles. That was a new song. New last song, I suppose we should say, really. Right, let's make up for D-Train disappearing, shall we? This is Jimmy Somerville. You make me feel mighty real.
Jerry D.
I met her in the club down in Otto Hall, where you drink champagne and it tastes just like Jericho.
Sio e le cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said Lola. L-O-L-A-L-O-L-A. La-la-la-la-la.
Lola comes from the Kinks, and it's written by their frontman Ray Davies for their 1970 album, which was called Lola versus Power Man and the Money Go Round Part 1. The song details a romantic encounter between a young man and a possible crossdresser or trans woman whom he meets in a club in Soho in London. In the song, it is describing his confusion towards Lola, who walked like a woman but talked like a man. But he remains infatuated with him, her. And that was pretty good for the 1970s, trust me. Time on the Breakfast Show to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
La línea 1 del metro pronto llegará a Villa Zahita, beneficiando a más de 300.000 residentes del área norte de la ciudad. Contará con una estación terminal con capacidad de 10.000 pasajeros por hora. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
As we make our way to this year's holiday season, a great time, of course, to spend with family and friends. Well, let's not also forget the less fortunate. So why not have a great time and help others as well? The British Charitable Foundation is happy to announce the 20th annual British Ball. It's going to be on Saturday the 2nd of December at the Miramar Intercontinental Hotel. Come along and join us for that champagne reception, a sit-down dinner, open bar, DJ and dancing until you drop. And you can have all of that for a donation of $135 per person. Ladies, do come glamorous. And men, well, see if you can find that black tie. All you've got to do, if you're interested in tickets, you can go directly to the booking form at www.bit.ly/2023 British Ball Tickets. Or for any queries or questions, you can also email the organisers at info@britishballpanama.com. Come along, join us, have a great time, and give help to others as well. Have you ever thought about smart investing? You've got to check out Riccio & Associates. They've got over 30 years of experience guiding folks just like you. Start with $5,000. Get control, low cost and total liquidity. Reach out on WhatsApp at 1-954-881-3398 or swing by the website yoinvierto.com. Your financial future. It's in great hands.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
Shame I've got to live without you. Oh, there's a fire in my heart, a pounding in my brain, it's driving me crazy. We don't need to talk about it anymore. Yesterday is just a memory. When we close the door, I just made one mistake. Didn't know what to say when you called me
concern. But you walk by like you never heard. You could bring down my level of concern. Just need you to tell me we're alright, tell me we're okay. Panic on the brain, Michael's gone insane. Julie starts to make me nervous. I don't really care what they would say. I'm asking you to stay. My bunker underneath the surface. Wondering, would you be my little quarantine? Or is this the way it ends? Cause I told you my level of concern.
Going off into the distance, that's 21 Pilots and Level of Concern. Before that one, we were listening to the Damn Yankees and High Enough. Right, I mentioned we had a request the other day from Mary Lou. Good morning to you, Mary Lou. She's with us this morning. And she says, yes, I'm listening. Of course I am. Of course you are. Anyway, you did ask me to play the other day a song. It's called The Last Faithful Song. It's got here, so The Last Faith. And it is the full song that I've got. So, yeah, we managed to dig that out for you. It's, wasn't it, but you found it for us and gave us a link. So thank you for that, Mary Lou. It's from Lorma Rout, and it goes like this.
Sit back and relax.
Reason things are this way, it's how they always been and they intend to stay. I can't explain why we live this way, we do it every day. Preachers on the podium speaking of saints, prophets on the sidewalk begging for change, old ladies laughing from the fire escape, cursing my name. I got a basket full of lemons and they all taste the same. A window and a pigeon with a broken wing. You can spend your whole life working for something just to have it taken away. People walk around pushing back their debts, wearing paychecks like necklaces and bracelets, talking about nothing, not thinking about death. Every little heartbeat, every little breath. People walk a tightrope on a razor's edge, carrying their hurt and hatred and weapons. It could be a bomb or a bullet or a pen, or a thought or a word or a sentence. There ain't no reason things are this way, it's how they always been and they intend to stay. I don't know why I say the things I say, but I say them anyway. But love will come to set me free. Love will come to set me free. I do believe love will come to set me free. I know it will. Love will come to set me free. Yeah. Prison walls still standing tall. Some things never change at all. Keep on building prisons, gonna fill them all. Keep on building bombs, gonna drop them all. Working your fingers bare to the bone. Breaking your back, make you sell your soul. Like a lung, it's filled with cold. Suffocating slow. The wind blows wild and I may move. But politicians lie and I am not fool. You don't need no razor nor a three-piece suit to argue the truth. The air on my skin and the world under my toes. Slavery stitched to the fabric of my clothes. Chaos and commotion wherever I go. Love I try to follow. Love will come set me free. Love will come set me free. I do believe love will come set me free. I know it will. Love will come set me free. Yes. There ain't no reason things are this way. It's how they always been and they intend to stay. I can't explain why we live this way. We do it every day.
What a lovely song that is. And there we go. The last face. And that was Lorma Ralph. That's for Mary Lou this morning. Nice choice. Thank you for that one. Now, let me see. What have I got for you next? And play. Oh, I tell you what. A new album out by Troy Sivan.
God, I wish it was you. Just hit me like a wave. Where we ended up, I couldn't say. I'm feeling like my head's just in a distant time and place. Hope that I got you the way that you got me. What's the time where you are, you are? What's the night like where you are, you are? International stranger to my heart. I'm right on top of this groove. Oh God, I wish it was you. Is it better where you are, you are? What's the weather where you are, you are? International through. I'm on the front. I'm okay with waiting. If when all is said and all is done, you know that I got you the way that you got me, babe. And I spent so long just waiting for the signs. Thought I lost my every feeling on the right. Then all you showed, that's just the way love goes. Now the only thing I want to know is what's the time where you are, you are. What's the night like where you are, you are? International stranger to my heart. I'm right on top of this groove. God, I wish it was you. Is it better where you are, you are? What's the weather where you are, you are? International through. Give me.
there we go. That's off of the Troye Sivan's new album. What's the time where you are? We're about almost exactly 6.5 minutes, and that's before the hour of 8 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. London Beat, and I've been thinking about you. Coming up in just a couple of minutes' time, we're going to take a look at some of the local news headlines for this morning. Not a lot has changed. Anyway, take us up to the top of the hour. This is Mr. Louis Capaldi, and it's called Someone, Someone You Love.
I'm going under in this time. I feel there's no one to save me. This all and nothing really got away, you're driving me crazy. I need somebody to hear, somebody to know, somebody to have, somebody to hold. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you numbed all the pain. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love. I'm going under in this time. I fear there's no one to turn to. This all or nothing way of loving, gonna be sleeping without you. Now I need somebody to know, somebody to hear, somebody to have, just to know how it feels. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you help me escape. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pull the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love. And I'd try to close my eyes, but it hurts sometimes. I fall into your arms. I'll be safe in your soul till I come back around. For now the day bleeds into nightfall. Get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pull the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love, but now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pull the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love. To let my guard down.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here. Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda are on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Cause we play
this.
All because
we go. Yes, the last single ever from the four Beatles there, just to release now and then. Yes, everyone was just saying to me, do you like it? And I think, yes, I do, actually. I love it. So really strange when I heard it the first time because, you know, nobody's heard all the Beatles together for how many years. And, I do like it. I like it a lot. But I don't know how it goes down with perhaps people that didn't grow up with the Beatles. Anyway, you never know. Here's the Moody Blues.
Nights in white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty I'd always miss with these eyes before, just what the truth is, I can't say anymore, 'cause I love you. Some hand in hand, just what I'm going through, they can't understand. Some tried to tell me thoughts they cannot defend, just what you want to.
One of their biggest hits, Night in White Satin from the Moody Blues. Time on the breakfast show. I think we should go see if we can find England for today, shall we?
Hello. Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, it was bound to happen, and I'm so sorry to have seen it and read about it in both social media and in a lot of different posts. We had somebody who got so angry that wanted to go through one of these barricades, they decided to pull out a weapon and shoot one of the protesters. How very, very sad this is. We've got to find a better way. The violence is not working. We're now, people have died. People are killing people. This is just insane. And I know this man. He was a lawyer. He was a teacher. He was a client of mine. He was very different kind of person to have done something like that. So I don't understand. So we have got to find another way, people. We've got to find a way that the government understands that this has got to stop. This has got to stop. They have to change this law. They have to find out whatever it is. They've got to find out and do the right thing. It's hard to find something humorous today after so two people have lost their lives. And then actually three, I understand. So I just... It makes me so sad. I'm here in the El Valle. I haven't planned on going anywhere. We're going to hunker down even more now, just for safety. I've told my sister, well, I'm on the verge. I'm going to tell my sister that she's not going to come for Thanksgiving. I'm going to change her ticket and have her go somewhere else because it's not a place for her to be right now. And I don't want her coming into the Tocumen Airport and then I have to worry about getting her up here safely. No, I'm not going to do that. This is just... You know, having lived through the United States problems where we have school shootings and things like that, and the cook was talking to a friend and it's like, oh, it's commonplace. That's just, that happens everywhere. It shouldn't happen everywhere. It shouldn't be commonplace. It should be devastating every time that it happens because it's a loss of life that didn't have to happen. This is your intrepid reporter. Back to you in the studio.
That's the Rag and Bone Man, and As You Are. 28 minutes right now after the hour of 8 o'clock, Greenwich 89.3, Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial, and it's time to say good morning.
Good morning, Jerry, how are you doing?
You were a little bit grumpy earlier on.
I am still grumpy. It's going to be a very aggressive show.
What? Well, I mean, we were just chatting, and I mean, it certainly could be an aggressive show.
I know, man. I had to cue you in, man.
You were
upset, and I was like, hey, the song is about to end, Jerry. Get on it.
I'm upset because I don't know. I don't know what's happening anymore. I don't recognize the country. I don't. I just sit here with like lemons. Oh, look, there's a cliff. Let's all jump off it.
I'm just worried, man. I'm just worried because. Because I felt the country was getting back its economy a little bit, and it's a huge step back. I understand the issue. I've asked this to many people because I honestly as a question, what's the objective?
But because there is no objective anymore. This is the issue.
In fairness, there still hasn't had any official resolution to the original issue.
Yes, but you can't, yeah. Because if you're going to do it, you've got to do it legally. It has to go through a process.
Agree.
Process has begun. Okay.
Has it? That's my question.
No, it has. But when the Attorney General's had to give their opinion to the Supreme Court. By law, the Supreme Court now has to give 10 days for people to give their arguments for and against the case.
Okay.
After which they will deliberate and they will come up. They reckon they can do it probably within December.
Okay.
Okay? There's nothing anybody can do about that. It has to go through process.
Agree.
Just because our government doesn't go through process when they make these contracts is the reason we're going through all this.
Agree. I think that's one of the issues. Like, I ask again, what are you achieving right now?
Nothing. Because they're destroying the economy.
That's my issue right now. And now loss of life.
Terrible.
By the way, not their fault. Just a crazy person. There's no other way of saying that. Mm-hmm. Just a crazy person that decides to take some matter into their own hands, which makes no sense. But and shout out to Ingrid. Ingrid, I've never heard Ingrid so emotional before on the show. She got
I mean,
she was affected by it, which makes a lot of sense.
We're in a bad place right now. We're in a terrible place. We've got people out there who are destroying the economy, supposedly over the issue of the mining contract, which nobody can do any more about until there is a judgment. That judgment must come quickly. But you just mentioned they're now going to refuse to supply the aircraft with their meals.
I saw that. I saw that on Instagram. Supposedly Suntrax is calling to block air travel.
Why is this all Suntrax? Are they now the dictators?
I have no idea. I honestly don't understand that group. Obviously not a part of it, so I can't speak for them or about them because I don't understand them. But it does seem a little taking advantage of a situation. But again, what's the objective? I keep asking, and what is the objective?
I mean, what is important is, and it is illegal, to block the Trans-Siberian Highway, the highway that goes through the interior.
Yeah.
It's illegal to do it. I saw police firing tear gas at protesters that were doing nothing, okay, apart from protesting.
Okay.
You might have had one or two that were violent. I mean, they did a dent. The Cathedral Square was packed with people, and without any notice or shouting it back, they fired tear gas into them. That could have been so dangerous. But you've got 12 people out standing across the highway, stopping all the stuff coming backwards and forwards to the city. We don't have vegetables. We don't have nothing. For what purpose? You're just destroying the people, nothing else.
Listen, I'll give you my experience a little bit. I come from a country where we have had issues with government since forever, but with socialism and the problem that's going through our country in Venezuela since 1998. And back in the day, I was a part of a lot of marches and protests and big, honestly, people dying over this. And I remember one day clearly when it finally, Hugo Chavez, actually, they got him out of power.
Mm-hmm.
But the lack of planning, the lack of objective, ended up being our demise, meaning Hugo Chavez left power. The people leading the protest had no plan whatsoever. And they started making declarations and stuff like that, that internationally was viewed horribly. And internally, people thought, oh, we're moving from one egomaniac to another. And what ended up happening is 3 days later, Hugo Chavez was back in power. And it got worse.
Mm-hmm.
So my point is, what's the objective? What's the plan here?
But that's it. I don't understand the objective anymore.
If there is none, all you're doing is making it worse in other ways. The economy, in a year that things were looking up, you are taking a huge step back. And again, what's the objective? I don't get it. No, people have tried to explain to me, I don't get it.
I don't understand it anymore. Anyway. What's one of the movies?
So, Paw Patrol.
Yes, let's have some people join us. Oh, that's good. I prefer better in a crowd.
Yeah, better in a crowd. No, man, it's interesting. I haven't been to the movies. There's nothing really to watch. There's finally a big premiere this week, a superhero movie, which I love, you hate. But it's going to be an interesting movie, most because people are wanting to know what it's going to achieve for the superhero genre or the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Because it's taken a step back. It's been, people are a little superhero fatigued. People are a little tired of it. And the movies keep dipping in money. They keep making less and less money.
Mm-hmm.
They keep getting worse and worse reviews. And this weekend, Marvel's, a big sequel to a billion-dollar movie, is happening, and the pronostication is not good. It's probably not gonna do as well as the first one did. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
The question is not if it's going to be better than if it's going to make more money than the first one. The question is, will it lose money? And I'm as a fan, I'm just looking forward hoping it's a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
The Marvel Cinematic Universe, which was as much of a sure thing at the movies as anything we've ever seen, in the last four or five movies, it's been a hit or miss, a huge hit or miss. And I'm hoping it gets back on track. There's been huge issues about the volume of movies they put out and TV shows, the quality of special effects, the quality of the product. Like, will they be able to bring back the quality they had that made them the huge success and the billion-dollar franchise-winning thing it was 5 years ago? I wonder. So it's going to be a good test. This weekend's going to be a good test worldwide. This is how this movie goes. I don't know if Jasmine, are you interested in Marvel? Are you a Marvel fan? I know your son is, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, your son is. Is he looking forward to this movie that premieres this weekend, Jasmine? It's the Marvels. You remember Captain Marvel, the woman, the Captain Marvel? It was like a Brie Larson, a lady superhero.
I haven't seen anything.
You see, they're not even. His son is not even aware of this movie. It's a problem. It's a big problem for Disney. It's a big problem for Marvel.
Disney, by the way, Disney just bought somebody out on the streaming companies.
The thing is, they bought Hulu.
That's right, Hulu.
Yeah, the thing with Hulu was it was always a 3-part thing. It was owned by Fox, Disney, and Comcast, by three companies.
Uh-huh.
And when Disney bought Fox, they acquired their share.
Okay.
So Disney was 60% owner of that company.
So they just bought the rest.
Correct. The thing is, Disney didn't want to buy it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because Comcast was like, it's worth $8.6 billion. And they were like, it's not worth that. And they're like, well, if you want it all, that's what it's worth. And they ended up having to...
Did they pay that much?
They paid that much. $8.6 billion for 33% of Hulu.
Jeez.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, but what was the big advantage of Hulu? What was their content?
Hulu is... originally, Hulu was... When it first came about, it was the show... TV shows the next day it aired.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning,
okay.
It premiered on a Thursday, and so Friday it was up on Hulu. People could watch it there.
Mm-hmm.
It became a huge business advertising-wise. It was huge for advertisers. Then it became, when Disney purchased Fox, it became like, oh, now it's the adult streaming service for Disney. Disney had Disney Plus for kids and Hulu for adults.
Mm-hmm.
What ended up happening...
They could have bought Playboy.
I think Playboy doesn't exist anymore, by the way.
Oh, but it does not.
I don't know.
Shows
my
age.
I think it's fair enough. I think it got bankrupt. But anyway, so Disney, that was the plan. What ended up happening is people were like, you know what? I don't want to go to two different streaming services to watch content.
But this is what I've been saying to you all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, it becomes ridiculous where if you want to watch a specific thing, you've got to join this streaming service or that's it. Is this going to improve? Because it's the same thing with Disney.
Yeah.
I'll only go to Disney
to watch
a specific. So I don't, and I'll just pay them for that time or whatever it is. Funny enough, you know, Prime, I used to find it annoying originally. You know, I get certain content as this is video content as a Prime member, which is if you're a Prime member, you get access to that material.
I got some bad news for you, but yeah, go.
But most of their content is buy or rent.
Yeah.
And I'm quite happy to do that. If Christina and I are sitting down and we go onto Prime and there's a relatively new movie there with it and they get some pretty up-to-date stuff, and I say, oh, it's me.
Okay.
Yes, I'm sure. You know, it's just like, you know, if I was going to go to the movies, you know, I'll pay $4 something to watch a movie, and I'm fine. I don't have to pay something every goddamn... Well, I do, because I'm a Prime member.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is it's up to me what content I want to watch. Why don't they do that? Why doesn't Disney do that? Say, look, you're welcome to come here. If you're a Disney member or whatever, you get this. But if you want to come and see what movies you can rent and buy, you can rent and buy them, and then that's how you make money.
Listen, here's the big issue with streaming services right now. One, Netflix is so... beyond anybody else competition-wise.
I mean, look at the stuff they just put out.
Netflix has reached a point where when you turn on the TV, the first thing you do is turn on Netflix and scroll around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Disney and every other streaming service, you go to the streaming service when you know something premiered you enjoy. You don't go there to browse around and see if you find something you might enjoy. You go there to search for specific content. Those are the two different mentalities people have gone with Netflix and every other streaming service. So what Disney's trying to do is half that. That's the big objective of HBO Max, of Disney, of Prime, of Peacock, every other streaming, Paramount Plus, is to be able to be the place where people go to just browse around and see what they can find. They haven't been able to do that. So what they're going to do now that they bought Hulu for completely, and the rumor is they're going to add Hulu to the Disney Plus service, obviously as a surcharge for you, but you could have it in the streams in the same streaming service, in the same platform.
What are the people that have Hulu already?
Well, they don't. I'm assuming they won't have to pay more. They'll just see it on as a tile on their Disney Plus.
But what if they have Hulu and they don't have Disney Plus?
Great question. I have no idea what's going to happen with that.
You see, do you know what I think? I think they should all get together. Apart from Netflix don't need it, but they should get together and say, hey, let's form one streaming company and put all our content on it, and you can enter it for free, but you rent or buy. And whoever's movie it is that is
but that on... That was Apple. That was iTunes. iTunes was that. You would buy an episode for a dollar.
I wouldn't know. I've never been on Apple.
Well, but that's your choice. But that was pretty much Apple's business.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, is it successful?
It was, I guess. Listen, I think what's going to end up happening, another company is going to merge that's going to be like, hey, I made a deal with Disney, Paramount, NBC, Netflix, Amazon, everybody. And when you pay me $50 a month, you get all the streaming services in one place. That's going to be...
Which I wouldn't do.
Which is a cable company, pretty
much. Yeah, which I wouldn't do.
But that's what's going
to... I'm not going to pay him $50 a month. I'll pay him for each movie I want to watch or whatever content they have. This is what I'm saying. Joining them is...
But what they're trying to do
it
is again.
Stops me.
But again, what they're trying to do is for you to browse around and see content, not to look for a specific
Fine.
Piece of content.
No, but that's exactly what I'm saying. You get free access to this catalog.
Okay.
All right. And you browse, and when you find what you want, you can buy it or you can rent it. You pay $4 to rent it. You pay $10 to buy it or whatever it is. But then, you know, this is the problem. I will not pay Disney to go browsing.
Yeah, I get you.
But if Disney opened up and says, by the way, you don't have to pay, but everything on here, if you're not a member of Disney or whatever, everything that you'll see will be rental
by. By the way, I will say this. You are obviously not Disney Plus demo, but you are Hulu's demo. You might enjoy going around Hulu and browsing because they have a lot of good content.
The stuff you've told me, which is great on HBO.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to join HBO just to watch a particular movie.
But that's how HBO worked for years. HBO would have been
$20. I would go on there and pay to watch it. And that way, they're going to make money.
I don't think that model is ever going to work, Jerry. I don't think that model... I think...
You wait till I'm a billionaire.
Oh, well.
Won't be long now.
I hope I get a little bit chunk coming down this way.
Yeah, I remember my friends.
There you go.
And my friends.
Am I not in that group?
We're going to take a musical break, and we'll be right back. Let me say a very good morning to Felipe. Good morning to you. He says, hello, dear friend. Regretting yesterday's episode. Yeah, it was terrible. This was at Charme. Been in a sad mood. Could you please play Let It Be by the Beatles?
There is still a chance that they will see. night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Oh, there will be an answer. Let it be.
And there we go. For Felipe this morning, the Beatles, and Let It Be. Right. Oh, so, what am I interrupting you?
No. I was listening to Let It Be very closely.
Very closely?
Very closely.
With your fingers?
That's how I listen.
Oh, okay.
I don't judge you.
Hey. Yes, you do. The world is not full of crap.
Yes.
There are some good news stories.
Here's one.
This was sent by Paul over there in South London. Good morning, Paul. A lucky cat was rescued by firefighters. This was after falling 100 foot. It's about 30 metres down a mine shaft in Cornwall in England. And it was all thanks to a quick-thinking dog.
Obviously.
After six days of searching, Mowgli's owner, Michelle Rose, said that she had almost given up hope of finding her missing pet. But she said she saw her dog, Daisy, going berserk, running in and out of the woods near the home in Harrow Barrow. Daisy's intervention led to the rescue of a feline friend, Miss Rose said. Daisy guided her along a footpath towards the Prince of Wales old mine workings, and she said before stopping dead in her tracks next to the mine shaft. Daisy's a superstar. She's an amazing dog. Without Daisy doing that, Mowgli could still be down there, and that's for sure. She was persistent in making me follow her. It was amazing. The RSPCA, that's the Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, and Cornwall Fire and Rescue were called, but it was too dark on the first night to access the mine shaft. But they were there the next morning, the team led by the RSPCA Animal Rescue Officer, Stephen Findlow. Oh, Findlow, that's a good word. Findlow. He found the cat as well. Findlow, find cat. Spotted Mowgli, who was 100 foot down, but remarkably uninjured, and was pulled to safety. That's nice.
There you go.
See? That's nice.
Dogs are the best, man.
I would have a cat.
What?
I would have a cat.
No.
I would. Well, I've had cats before.
They're not cozy. They're not.
No, exactly. Exactly. They don't
then
have
why
to.
Why have them?
They don't have to rely on you to take them go poop.
They don't
have to rely on them because I want attention. I want attention.
I'd rather have a painting of a cat. It's the same thing.
Right.
You don't get cozy with it, just they are like...
There'll be cats that come up and they're cozy. They do strokey, strokey, nice, and they go... Brr, brr, brr.
They have cats? Brr.
No, I do.
Fair.
By the way, I watch those. There's something I do on YouTube. I love watching these things when people find sort of animals that have been neglected or had accidents and things like that, and they take them away and they bring them back to.
Have you ever seen like a YouTube clip and you get choked up like watching a YouTube clip?
Yeah, when I watch the Grand Prix.
What? You get choked up?
Formula One, yeah, I get so angry.
I get the British Got Talent ones and those get me choked up. Good production on those.
Which ones?
The British Got Talent one where you see like a person like.
Oh, yeah, I must admit.
A million disabilities and stuff, and they still sing amazingly, and they wow the crowd.
Not just that, I'm amazed at some of these people, the amazing voices they've got.
Yeah.
You know, it's incredible.
That gets me all the time.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah, I do. Like you say, especially when it's somebody who's down and out or whatever.
Yeah, I love that.
So that's why I cry whenever I see you.
I'm down and out? By the way, I did watch a movie on Netflix, which I recommend, Naiad, it's called.
Okay.
It's about a professional swimmer from the 80s that
she was a marathon swimmer,
mm-hmm.
and what she did was swim, for example, across the channel, and from England to Spain.
England to Spain.
Is it England to Spain now?
No, it's England to France.
England to France. Sorry, I'm sorry.
Geography's not a top.
Not my greatest. Not my biggest thing. English to France. She swam. I think the Aegean or some. She swam other places, but the longest one she always wanted to do was Cuba to Florida.
Right.
And it's and she never was able to do it. She tried when she was 28, I think, and she failed. And when she was 60, she was like, I'm going to try again. And she tried again.
When she's 60?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's a really great story.
Is she Cuban, by the way?
She is not. I think her dad was, maybe.
Uh-huh.
Her dad obviously was Greek descendant, but I think they were involved with Cuba somehow. But she did that, and it was really impressive stuff. And the movie is starring Jodie Foster and Annette Bening, which are two huge actresses. And good, feel good story. I'm a fan of.
Where did you watch that?
Netflix.
Oh,
Netflix.
You see Netflix.
Dude, Netflix has the ability to like, oh, look at this, the premiere of this. Let's watch this. Like a new movie's coming out with Julia Roberts, which I'm intrigued.
And they bought a documentary or docuseries about Robbie Williams.
Nobody cares about that. Everybody knows what happened to him. How many documentaries can you do about Robbie Williams? He was in a boy band, then he became a huge star, and then move on. He was a sex addict, and then just keep moving on. Nothing to watch. It's like watching a documentary about the Backstreet Boys. Like, we know it. We're fine. We'll move on.
Have you finished?
I am.
You haven't seen it yet, and you're giving a review.
The Beckham one is amazing, though. That's a great one.
Yeah, I haven't watched that one yet.
That's a great one, dude. I really enjoyed that. Four episodes. I love four-episode documentaries. You don't go like, oh, eight episodes. Like, oh, I'm tired of this.
Mm-hmm. Well, we finished watching Lupin.
How was that?
We enjoyed it.
Did it finish, or it ended up in a cliffhanger?
Well, it sort of finished, but I think they could probably resurrect it. They could resurrect it, I guess, if they wanted to.
Okay.
But, I mean, it was in French, but it was still all right.
Wow. So many French listeners here in the show just appalled right now.
But it was a French movie.
It is a French show.
And I think I told you before, I mean, if they wanted to, because they were looking at Idris Elba, weren't they, as a possible James Bond at some time, this guy would be good. If they wanted a black James Bond, this guy was
He's
good.
He's French. You can't have a French James Bond.
James Bond.
No.
James
wow.
Bond.
Just butchering the poor
oui.
French people. The broccolis would never permit that.
Oh, but the spinach would.
Oh, stop. You know who I'm talking about. Stop it. Those people carry that torch like nobody's business. I'm sure they have no other business other than to produce James Bond movies.
Do they need any other business?
Here's the question. How would they get control of that? Do they purchase those rights? Because they're not Fleming.
I honestly don't know. I honestly don't know how they got there.
But the amount of control they have over this is just remarkable to me. Oh, man. I wish I could control something like that. Like, all I do is I work once a year to choose a James Bond and pick a director and oversee a production, but have no creative input. I don't know.
But you do that already. You just work once a year.
I wish. That's my dream.
I do this. I don't work.
You do work. This is hard work. You wake up like at 4 in the morning to read the news or something.
No, I don't. Not that early.
Well, what time do you wake up?
I get up at 6.
And so that's not bad.
No.
I thought it was
because
like
I had everything done before. No, what I do is I know what the news is the day before.
How do you do that? Nice. Smart.
Meditation.
You got some sources?
Is there anything coming out that's going to be worth watching for you?
Well, I'm excited to see the Marvel film. I gave you
your present. You're excited.
This is a inappropriate present. Awesome present, but inappropriate itself.
Well, that's not very grateful.
But I'm excited for that. I'm looking forward to Netflix movies coming up with Julia Roberts and Ethan Hawke, which I'm really, really intrigued about. I can't wait for that to premiere. I'm watching a new movie on Prime with Jamie Foxx and Tommy Lee Jones, which is a courtroom drama. I'm a huge fan of courtroom dramas.
Right.
Based on a true story as well, so I'm excited about that. There's a lot of stuff to watch right now because there's no other new content coming up regarding, like, filming, and it's going to be a horrible summer next summer for sure. So a lot of people...
Are they still on strike?
They're still on strike. Apparently they're really close to finishing.
Mm-hmm.
I think the only one that's... They're still not on the same page is AI.
Uh-huh.
The AI wordage uh-huh. on the document. So
you know, they should get AI to do the wording.
That would be the most ironic thing in the world,
wouldn't it? Because apparently it's quite good at doing things like that. Yeah,
I don't know. But I predict it's going to be over this week. The thing is, uh-huh. most of the productions, normally in Hollywood, they take a break. They don't normally film in November, December. They take a break for uh-huh. holidays.
Uh-huh.
And they revamp back in January. Or they're done by now. Because a bunch of things stopped because of the strike. They're going on 120 days now, you know, the strike. A lot of productions that were supposed to premiere in 2024 are mm-hmm. not done. Mm-hmm. They're not going to mm-hmm. pick it up right now. They're going to mm-hmm. pick it up next year. Mm-hmm. So those movies have been pushed to 2025.
So with nothing being done much this year, no Oscars next year then? That would be good.
Yeah, remember the ones that the ones that are being hurt are big blockbusters that normally go summer that normally don't get Oscar nominations.
Netflix is going to do well.
Netflix might do get some nominations. Who knows?
Yeah.
I think the movie right now that's...
Because they are included in that now, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
They have to show for a specific number of days in a specific number of theaters to be mm-hmm. eligible. But yeah, Netflix is going to get some nominations out there, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But let's be honest, Netflix strong suit, and I'm assuming one day they'll pick up on this, is not movies.
No.
No.
I mean, I love watching some of the series they bring out. Like, this one they did in conjunction with the BBC, so it's obviously shown over there, called Glow Up. And it's these aspiring makeup artists. And they're very, very strange people, too.
You know what Netflix hates?
What?
The fact that Apple TV Plus got an Oscar for Best Movie before they did, and Apple TV Plus had like a year or 2 years when that happened. Netflix is so upset about that. They've been trying for years. But anyways.
Yeah, but I think there's a built-in reluctance.
For Apple TV Plus?
No, for Netflix. They may have accepted because they put out so much content, but it doesn't mean to say they like them.
Fair.
It's a little bit like, you know, you come on the show.
You know who's a big winner of the strike? Netflix. Netflix is like, fan, man.
Oh, yeah.
My stock is at an all-time high.
Well, you got stock in Netflix.
I don't. I said no, my stock, speaking as a Netflix executive.
Oh, I thought you were investing.
No, I invested back in the day when it was DVDs. And I sold before the DVDs.
Yeah, I invested in 78s, but they never caught on again.
Yeah. I got a huge DVD collection I'm willing to sell.
All right, man. Well, look, you take care.
Take care, brother.
And as always, thanks to have you here. Hopefully, we'll see you next week.
Yes, sir.
All right. Andreas Clementi with us here on this morning's breakfast show. And that's brought us right up to the top of the hour. Just very quickly, let me say good morning to Rosita. Good morning to you. She's a nice peace sign there. She says, morning, sweethearts. Love you guys so much. Blessings to you all. Inspirational music and words. Thank you. There we go. Thank you very much, Rosita, as always.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Al que madruga, el metro lo ayuda. Ahora de lunes a viernes podrás viajar con nosotros desde las 4:30 a.m. hasta las 11 p.m. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
As we make our way to this year's holiday season, a great time, of course, to spend with family and friends. Well, let's not also forget the less fortunate. So why not have a great time and help others as well? The British Charitable Foundation is happy to announce the 20th annual British Haul. It's going to be on Saturday the 2nd of December at the Miramar Intercontinental Hotel. Come along and join us for that champagne reception, a sit-down dinner, open bar, DJ and dancing until you drop. And you can have all of that for a donation of $135 per person. Ladies, do come glamorous. And men, well, see if you can find that black tie. All you've got to do, if you're interested in tickets, you can go directly to the booking form at www.bit.ly/2023 British Ball Tickets. Or for any queries or questions, you can also email the organisers at info@britishballpanama.com. Come along, join us, have a great time, and give help to others as well.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Hard for you, 'cause your light shines. sky, me and you. This is my idea of heaven. Why can't it always be so good? But it's alright, I know you're out there doing what you gotta do. You are my soul satellite. I feel lost in space without you. And I
the voice. Yes, that's the Lighthouse Family there, and that was Lost in Space. Right, let me say, I tell you what, before that one was China Black, by the way, and that was Searching. Let's say a very good morning to Cedric. Good morning to you, Cedric, and he dropped us a little line this morning and asked if we could play a piece of music for him. Comes from John Lennon. Imagine.
Below us.
Cedric this morning. Tell you what, still to come, we'll take another piece of music. We'll check in with Yasmin and see if we've got anybody born on this day in the world of music, and also see, well, what's happening. It's only a short week, isn't it? Just 3 days. By the way, here's an interesting, this is a sort of sobering thought. It comes out of Brussels. It says this year is virtually certain to be the warmest in 125,000 years. Sobering thought, isn't it? European Union scientists said on Wednesday, this was after data showed last month was the world's hottest October in that period. Hottest in 125,000 years. Yeah, I think I remember the last time, actually. Almost.
I've been to your love, 'cause I need to feel you
It's not called Going, Going, Going. It is called YG, YG, Whatever Gets You Going. Time on the Breakfast Show, 27 minutes almost, before the hour of 10 o'clock. And it's a very good morning to Yasmin.
Hello, good morning.
How are you?
Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And it's the middle of the week. Mm-hmm. And we've only got one day left.
Oh, yes.
We only had one day before, too.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. We're going to do this next week.
Oh, yes. I guess so.
I wish.
Mm-hmm.
Next week's a full week, isn't it?
I'm not sure. I have to check.
Well, I think our holiday course is the 10th, which is the day after tomorrow.
The next one is on the 28th.
28th. Yeah. And then we've got the 8th of December, which is, mm-hmm, Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got Christmas. Hey, I must have a look and see how Christmas works out this year.
Oh, yeah.
Because sometimes it's miserable.
Mm-hmm.
If it's on a Sunday, we don't get anything. Which I do not like.
Yeah.
No. Because, mm-hmm, I mean, in England, you know, we do virtually nothing between Christmas and New Year.
Mm-hmm.
Everything virtually shuts down. I remember we used to sort of have somebody on call out sort of each day of the week during that week, so we never went to the office.
Well, the 24th is Sunday.
24th is Sunday,
uh-huh,
which means Christmas Day is Monday.
Mm-hmm.
That means, yeah, do we get a long weekend then?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Long weekend.
Yes.
Good.
And my birthday is on Thursday.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And that's not tomorrow, is it?
No.
You can't have every Thursday, you know that. Never leave me. Oh, it's her birthday on Thursday. Better send her a present every Thursday, just in case, so I don't miss it. Yeah. Do you find it a problem having a birthday so close to Christmas?
Yes, because they usually just give me one.
You just give one present
for everything.
Yeah. Do you tell them off? Do they spend more money on that? Oh dear. Anyway, what have you been? How was yesterday? Anything exciting? No.
No.
No. Nothing. No. Today, anything exciting?
No.
No. Okay. Work. Well, that's done. That's, mm-hmm, out of the way then.
Yes.
Should we go home now then? And you bringing Ian in tomorrow?
Oh yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tend to bring a saxophone with him.
Oh, I don't know if he has it. Because
don't tell me he's lost it. It's not very small.
No. No, sometimes he left it at the school. Yeah, I think in school. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we should try and find him a saxophone, shouldn't we? And then you have his own one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody got a sort of spare saxophone they don't want? We have a young man.
He got another one, but it's the little one.
Oh, the little saxophone.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. If you got a big one.
And it's different, you know.
Yeah, no.
He needs to learn with that one.
Uh-huh. It's really funny because there's even a straight one, isn't it? Almost like a clarinet, but it is a saxophone.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's boring because I like the curvy ones. <you know.
laughs> Yeah.
He's still enjoying it.
Mm-hmm,
that's,
yes,
the main thing. Oh,
yeah.
Good. I hope he keeps it up. Because saxophone is an amazing instrument.
Mm-hmm. They're going to have like a little presentation on the 10th in Juan Diaz.
Oh, are they?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you say a presentation, do you win a prize?
No, they're going to play a little bit some music and to raise the flag in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. Excellent.
So it's going to be a short thing.
Mm-hmm. Because I was looking the other day, I can't remember what it was, but they were playing trumpets like the one I used to have to play in the Air Force. So, I'm not silly, because if you join the band,
mm-hmm,
in the Air Force,
mm-hmm,
you didn't have to do all the marching and stuff that all the others had to do. Because you just play the music, so they do the marching.
Okay.
Yeah, yes. And we always remember, because, I mean, although we were boy infants and we were just 16, we had a band, we formed a band of our own, which sort of, and then when you went to work in the morning,
mm-hmm,
the band marched you to work.
Oh.
And then you had the guy at the front with the big stick. Shh.
Uh-huh.
Waving it around and spinning it, and I like that job.
Mm-hmm.
But I played trumpet. It was the trumpet didn't have any valves.
Uh huh. Yeah.
It was just like a yeah. Mm-hmm. Did I?
Yeah.
I told you.
Mm-hmm.
Old people can do that. You know, we can tell you things many times. And I'll probably do that in the show. By the way, have you heard? Yes, 10 minutes ago. Okay. We're allowed to do that though. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's an age thing.
Yeah.
By the way, did I tell you I had a trumpet when I was in the airport? Time for lighter.
Yeah, you love to bother everybody with that.
I love to bother everybody with everything. I mean, love it. Hey, I see we got a couple of people born on this day in the world of music.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, the first one, it's here. Oh, they were born the same year.
Oh, yeah, they were, weren't they?
So the first one could be Patti Page.
Okay.
She was born in 1927. American singer of pop and country music. One of the most popular artists in the 1950s. She recorded 4 U.S. number one hits, including Tennessee Waltz and the novelty record How Much Is That Doggy in the Window? Page recorded her first hit single, Confess, in 1947.
Okay. I mean, I tell you the one that sticks out to me, because I remember that doggy in the window.
Oh, yes?
It's like, how much is that dog in the window? I'm not playing that one.
Oh.
I'll play that Tennessee Waltz, but I'll tell you what, I will dig it out. We can have it a bit later.
Yeah.
Okay, Tennessee Waltz from Patti Page. Happy birthday.
Dancing with my darling to the Tennessee Waltz, when an old friend I happened to see. I introduced her to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. Remember the night and the Tennessee Waltz. Now I know just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee.
That's it, Tennessee Waltz from Patti Page. They all sounded like that back in the 1950s.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, very old, with lots of orchestras and things. Don't make music like that anymore. People out there go, yeah, thank God for that. I grew up with that, the 50s. Oh, dear. Right. what else is happening? Is we got anything exciting happening? We got nothing. No.
They have cancelled everything.
Yeah.
Also this week, so yeah. But it's good, you know. We can relax at home and do
nothing.
Other stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been doing some work around the house.
Yeah, I still have to do a lot of things at home. So.
Yeah. Because we talked about, well, I mentioned it because I said it yesterday. See, I'm doing it again. Because Christina, the good lady, her office was in the dining room,
mm-hmm.
and we've moved it.
I want to see that.
You can't.
Huh?
Yeah. But the dining room seems a lot bigger now.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
I want to see the new office.
Oh, well, the office has still got a lot of junk in it as well.
Oh, it's not finished. Okay.
Oh, no, it's finished. Mm. You can see when it's finished.
Okay.
In a couple of years' time.
poor Christina.
But no, I tell you what, I got a little sort of extension box for my my internet setup, so we got all the internet down there as well, which is good.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we better look at who else was born on this day in the world of music then.
Mm-hmm. The next one is Ken Dodd. Also, he was born in 1927. British singer, comedian. His 1965 UK number one single, Tears, topped the UK singles chart for 5 weeks, becoming the biggest hit single in Britain that year and selling over 1 million copies in the UK alone.
Mm-hmm.
The recording is the third best-selling song of the 1960s in Britain.
Oh, how about that? I remember that. But Kenny Dodd, you mentioned he was a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to walk around with a feather duster.
With a what?
Okay, here we go. I've got to explain it now. What it was a stick.
Uh-huh.
And on the top it had a lot of big feathers. And we used to use those for dusting.
Oh, yeah, I know that. My grandma used that.
Right, okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, so did mine. So did my mother once. And we've still got ours. But he used to say, oh, tickly, missus. Oh, tickly fancy, missus. We thought that was funny in those days. We had a very sheltered life.
Tears for souvenirs are all you left me. Memories of a love you never met. I just can't believe you could forget. But tears can't mend a broken heart, I must confess. Let's forgive and forget, turn our tears of regret once more to tears of hate. But tears can't mend a broken heart, I must confess. Let's forgive and forget, turn our tears of regret once more to tears of happiness. Let's forgive and forget, turn our tears of regret once more to tears of happiness.
Oh, there we go, yes. Oh, Tears from Ken Dodd.
Mm-hmm. I thought it would be like a funny song, as he was a comedian, no?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it was, no, it didn't sing funny songs.
Oh, okay.
It was serious songs.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Tears. It would have been a sad song. So, yes, so they sort of talk about funny songs. Mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't a funny song, really, because when I was a little kid, I used to love this song. And remember Patti Page, mm-hmm. and I mentioned, you know, how much is that doggy in the window?
Oh, yes.
Let's play that one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. You like dogs?
Oh, yes.
Sure?
Yes.
Okay.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that
do you think we should sing along and do that?
I must take a trip to California and leave my poor sweetheart alone. If he has a dog, he won't be lonesome, and the doggy will have a good home. How much is that doggy in the window?
Wow, wow.
The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy?
We should do the background singers doing the woof woof.
Oh, missed I it. Do no, missed that doggy is for sale. I read in the papers there are robbers with flashlights that shine in the dark. My love needs a doggy to protect him and scare them away with one bite.
I think I have an answer to this.
I don't want a bunny or a kitty. I don't want a parrot that talks. I don't want a bowl of little fishies. He can't take a goldfish for a walk. How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly.
Oops, wrong one.
How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale.
Oh, what we do to amuse ourselves. There we go. Yes.
That was fun.
That was and as a kid, I loved that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's cute.
I never had a dog, though.
Oh, no?
No, we never... They did. They had dogs in the family. Uh-huh. They used to have spaniels, apparently.
Uh-huh.
But I've never had a dog as a pet, ever.
Mm.
Cats. Goldfish.
Ah, just cats. Okay.
Yeah, goldfish. Mm-hmm. They're not easy to train, goldfish. They keep peeing in the water, saying, no, 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 you must come out. And I had Budgie.
Mm-hmm.
Now I've got a really annoying parrot.
Oh, yes.
Anybody want a parrot? Makes a lot of noise. enjoy the rest of the day then, yes?
Thank you.
And we'll be back tomorrow, won't we?
Oh, yes.
We will.
Mm-hmm.
All being well. All right, I'm going to finally see what I've got. Oh, have a piece of Julia from Chris Rea. Have a great day, yes?
You too, thank you.
Your love, she needs it every day.
we go. Mr. Chris Rea bringing us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. And a big thanks go out this morning to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter this morning, having to deal with difficult topics this morning. So big thanks to Ingrid. Also to Andreas Clementi, who was with us for a look at what's happening in the world of entertainment. We're looking at some movies. Not much happening in the movie world at the moment. But we did manage to have a good chat about some of the things like Netflix and Disney, etc. So of course, Disney, we mentioned, well, they just purchased Hulu. So thanks to Andreas. Big thanks to Yasmin, of course, our producer here in the Breakfast Show studio. Does all our bookings, gets all our social media work done, all that sort, all those things like that. Our co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in Windsor in the United Kingdom. Big thanks to him. He gets a lot of our background information for us. And as always, to the boys and girls at Grupo Agrada. They keep us up and running and about to turn us off in a couple of seconds. And to you, our listeners, our advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Be back with you tomorrow at 7 o'clock. And please remember, whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and then, do it carefully, because at 7 tomorrow, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.